the whole truth. Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? There is a truth that is timeless, a truth that is eternal, a truth that is non-negotiable. That truth is a person, and not a dogma, a philosophy, a creed, or a theology. When Jesus Christ announced, I am the truth, he was telling us that all things proceed from him, and in him everything is rooted and grounded. In today's modern world, truth has become a relative issue and is based on the thoughts, opinions, desires, and lusts of fallen man. But when Christ announced this earth-shattering truth, he placed truth in the realms of the eternal, for he is the singular interpretation of truth, and everything we know about God and man is inextricably bound up in him. He demonstrated the relationship that man should enjoy with the Father, and he displayed the way that man should live on earth. And all who profess Christ crucified and own him as the truth upon which their lives are founded should maintain their steady gaze upon the singular person of Christ Jesus. When Jesus made his earth-shattering statement, I am the way and the truth and the life, he was informing us that only through his perfect life, sacrificial death and glorious resurrection can we ever become reconciled to God and united with him. For only through Jesus can we live a God-breathed life in spirit and truth. When the eternal God became perfect man, he became man in the fullest sense of the word. He became what man was created to be. He behaved how man is intended to behave. And he lived his life in perfect communion with the Father, just as God intended when he first created man in his image and likeness and breathed into him the breath of life. Every step that he made, every action, reaction, and decision that he took, every word he spoke, and each thought of his heart, was carried out as a man and was carried out for man. For he had laid aside his deity for a season, in order to demonstrate all that God had intended for us, but which man had lost through sin. Jesus told his disciples, "All things that the Father has are mine." The man Christ Jesus has access to all things, to the inexhaustible supplies of the Father, and through him we have become God's children and have the same like access. For God, who did not spare his own Son but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? All grace and all truth came through Jesus Christ alone, for he is the truth, the one truth and the only truth, and all things proceed from him, and in him is everything rooted and grounded. And we who are God's children need to understand the incredible greatness of God's power towards us, who believe the truth. This is the same mighty power that he worked in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in heavenly places.